We're by the two dots. Let's go over again what we did last. And what we spoke about was that there was a braisa on the top of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that mentioned all these other things that aren't written in our Mishnah and that Echad V'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for. For example, Chadoshim. And we found in Makar that Nisan is the first month. And we said our Mishnah doesn't write it because our Mishnah is not talking about months. Another thing is Iburin, which we said doesn't mean the beginning of Iburin, but the end of Iburin. You can't decide to Ma'abra the Shana after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which we said, which doesn't write because it writes beginnings and not ends. Trumas Shkolim. Trumas Shkolim means that when we're bringing Korbanos Tzibur, we'd rather bring from the ones of the new year, not the old year, but because it's only we'd rather, therefore the Mishnah doesn't write it because it's only a mitzvah, it's not ma'akim. And the last thing is Schiras Batim, according to the Eish Aimrim, Schiras Batim is then, and not everyone agrees with that fact, because the reason why we're saying that is because that's the people want to rent it for the rainy season, and being that there is still some rain after Nisan, I remember one year there was a terrible flood after Nisan in Eretz Yisrael. So anyway, being that there's rain, so therefore the fact that that's Rosh Hashanah for Schiras Batim can be disputed, and therefore the Tana of our Mishnah doesn't hold that way. Anyway, we're up to now the two dots on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. It's around 14 lines down from the top of the Amud, and it says Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah LeMaiser Behema. We're moving on now. Now we're into Echad Be'elul. We said there's Arba Rosh Hashanah, which is a fact that's going to be disputed right now, and one of them would apparently be Echad Be'elul. Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah for Maiser Behema, which means that a person takes off. The same way he takes off Maiser from his crops, he has to take also Maiser off from his cattle. So what he does is he puts them through, they go through a, what's that word again? A corral, I guess. The 10th one, he makes sure that he brands, and that one is going to be Siriya Kodesh. That's where the saying comes from. The 10th one will be Kodesh, and that will be his Maiser Behema. So the Gemara says that you apparently cannot take Maaser Behema from one year to the next. So for example, if I have one year, only 9 animals were born, that's a pretty lame year. So I don't take any Maaser off because I need to have 10. If I have another year that there's 11 animals that were born, I'll take off one, but I will not combine and say, oh, altogether I have combined 20 animals, let me take off two. No, one year I'll have one, the other year we'll have zero, and that's all. So what is called the cutoff for the year? So according to this opinion in the Mishnah, Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah LeMaiser Behema. Money, who is this opinion? It's in our Mishnah, it's just the Tana Kama. Who is it? Says the Gemara, Rab Meir he. This is Rab Meir, Ditnan, because we have elsewhere in Bechayres, Rab Meir Amr Echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah LeMaiser Behema. Rab Meir holds Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah LeMaiser Behema. So we have an author of the Mishnah. Even though our Mishnah just says it's Stam, doesn't say with a name, but we have another Mishnah that tells us who it is. It's Rav Meir. It says the Gemara, Uli Regalim money. Who is the one that told us previously that the Mishnah, that Echad bin Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Uli Regalim? Who is that? Reb Shimon he. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon. It's a different author. So says the Gemara. Ema Seifa, let us now analyze the end of this Mishnah. It says, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema. Our Mishnah that we just quoted, Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah LeMaaser Behema, is a Machloikas. The Tana Kama, who we're now saying is Rav Meir, holds that it's Echad Be'elul. However, there's Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, that say it's Echad B'Tishrei. So we got back to Rav Shimon. That sounds pretty funny, says the Gemara. Why? Because what you're telling me is, Reisha V'Seifa Rav Shimon. Mitzyusa Rav Meir, tell me that the ratio that mentions regalim is Rav Shimon. The Seifa that says that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema is Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. So they're both Rav Shimon, and we squeeze in the middle. We have a shita of Rav Meir, and it doesn't make sense. The Mishnah doesn't get authored that way usually. Amar Rav Yosef, Rebbe he. He says what would appear to be a relatively obvious answer is no. We don't mean the author of the Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. The author of the Mishnah is Rebbe. And Rebbe just has the right to choose when he paskins, like who? So Rebbe he, B'nasiv ba'aliva de tanoi, and he goes according to different tanoim and different circumstances. B'rigolim savar lo k'Rebbe Shimon, u'b'maiser mehima savar lo k'Rebbe Meir. So Rebbe has chosen sometimes to paskin like this, Mandomer, sometimes to paskin like that. In other words, Rebbe is not, we say Rebbe is not like choosing, like let's say you have a Rav, and you go to a Rav for one thing, go to a Rav for something else. Rebbe is himself a poisek. So Rebbe doesn't can paskin like one shita one place and another shita somewhere else. There's not a problem with that. The Gemara's problem is, this is a little tricky. Ihachi arba chamisha. The Gemara says, if that's true, how do you say that there's four Rosh Hashanahs? We really have five Rosh Hashanahs. If you're right that this is all really Rebbe, so then it's going to be five Rosh Hashanahs. Rashi will tell us, who is this five Rosh Hashanahs? So Rashi says, Echad ben Nisan is one Rosh Hashanah. Tesvav ben Nisan, which is the Regalim, is another Rosh Hashanah. Echad be'elol is a third Rosh Hashanah, because we said it's Maiser Behema. Echad b'tishrei and Tu b'shvat, or Echad b'shvat. So then it's going to be five Rosh Hashanahs. So what the Gemara is going to end up saying is, Tesvav b'nisan is not really a Rosh Hashanah. But we'll see. What we're saying, Tu b'shvat is a Rosh Hashanah, so why can't Tesvav b'shvat? We'll see. Let's see what the Gemara says. Gemara says, again, if you're right, that there's one author of this Mishnah, then Arba, it's not four Rosh Hashanahs, there's five Rosh Hashanahs in the Mishnah. Amarava, Arba l'divrei hakoil. There are four undisputed Rosh Hashanahs. L'Rav Meir, Arba, Dal Regalim. According to Rav Meir, it's four aside for Regalim. Rav Shimon, Arba, Dal Maiser Behema. According to Rav Shimon, there'll be four aside for Maiser Behema. So even though it is, in fact, Rebbe himself will hold that there's five Rosh Hashanah. But the other people that he's quoting, each one himself would agree that there is at least four. But Rebbe himself, Taka says five. Rashi says, Ano chamisha svirali. I hold that there's five. But however, everyone will agree to me that there's at least four. So this Arba... Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Arba Chadoshim Ubehem Kama Rosh Hashanah. It's four different months that each one had a Rosh Hashanah. In other words, this that we said that Tesvav Be Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, so that's not creating a new Rosh Hashanah, because really we said it's the Chodesh. So there's 4 months that have Rosh Hashanahs in them. What are those 4 months? That's Nisan, Elul, Shvat, and Tishrei. Tishrei and Shvat. Those are the 4 months. Those are the four Rosh Hashanahs. One of them. One of either Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Right. According to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. Meisvei, let's ask a question. Shisha Aser B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Le'oimer. The 16th of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the Korban Oimer. Shisha besivan Rosh Hashanah l'shtei halechem. So we have two more candidates for Rosh Hashanah. One of them is in Nisan, which we've already discussed in Nisan month, but it's a new date in Nisan. The other one is in Sivan. Says the Gemara, l'Rava l'sni shisha. According to Rava, you should have six Rosh Hashanahs now, not four, because these two seem to be undisputed. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, listening Chamisha, you should have at least five, because Rav Nachman Yitzchak told us that it has to be a different month to be a different Rosh Hashanah. So Shisha Aser B'Nisan, Nisan we already mentioned. So that's not a new month. So according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that one won't count. However, Sivan, that month was never mentioned before. So Shishi B'Sivan is Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. So why don't we have five Rosh Hashanahs, minimum maybe six Rosh Hashanahs? Amar Rav Papa, ki kachashim midi lechal meorta. Midi de lechal meorta, loy kachashiv. What are we saying? we're only including things that they're chal at night, that they happen. In other words, once the day starts, that's the Rosh Hashanah. If it happens in the middle of a day, so then it's like it doesn't have the regular status. Certain things that happen in the morning, for example, korban omer, shtei alechem. These are things that are from the morning. The lo chal me'orta loika chashiv. Says the Gemara, is that really true? That's to happen at nightfall. V'harei regalim de lo chal me'orta v'ka chashiv. Regalim, which we said means bal ta'acher. So bal ta'acher means you're late. You could only be late if you're supposed to bring the korban. That's by day. The basement is not open at night. So how could you be over bal ta'acher at night? Says the Gemara. Being that you were supposed to have brought it beforehand, even though the Beis Hamikdash is not open at night, but you're already going to be considered chayiv once it hits nightfall, because we know you should have done it before now. So it is me'orta. Even though the Beis Hamikdash is closed, still we would say that a person is over on Baal Ta'acher, at night, because it's already too late. He should have brought it earlier. Yovel is not chal at night, and we included Yovel in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is assuming Yovel is chal when you blow the shofar. You blow the shofar by day. Yovel is the 50th year. On Yom Kippur of that year, we blow the shofar. So, and that's, we're assuming what triggers the Yovel. Answers the Gemara of Yishmael ben Oshav Yochanan ben Broikehi, the Omar, he's of the opinion, May Rosh Hashanah Chal Yovel. No, Yovel doesn't start only when we blow the shofar. Yovel is a year, and that year starts by Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar on Yovel? A good question. We'll have to get back to that at a later date. But Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah. When is Rosh Hashanah? At night. So this also is a Me'orta thing. So all the things in our Mishnah happen at night. Rabshi has an alternative answer. Why is it we didn't include these other two? The two were the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Ki kachashiv midi deloitali b'maisa. Midi deloitali b'maisa like kachashiv. These things, they need you to do something. You have to start reaping the harvest. You have to, the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem depend on action. So it's not a real Rosh Hashanah. It's not a time. It's not a sanctuary in time. It's dependent on doing something. Therefore, we don't consider this a regular Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Bahari Regalim, Midi the Talba Maisa, Vika Chashiv. Says the Gemara, Regalim, the Gemara thought that a person is not Chayiv, is not over about to Achar until it's the time of Havayis Karban Nidroi. It's Tali in the Tomit Shel Shachar. In other words, you're only over, the Gemara is assuming right now, you're only over about the Acher in the morning. Why? Because it's a time to bring the carbon, but it's not a time to bring the carbon until you do the Tomit Shel Shachar. You can't bring anything before Tomit Shel Shachar. So it's also dependent, triggered by a Maisa. The Gemara is assuming that you're only about the Acher in the morning. Gemara goes back to an answer it said just a few lines before. Says the Gemara, No, about the Acher is Chayel automatically. It's Chayel at night. You don't need the morning. You don't need to have the carbon tamid. As we mentioned previously, because you didn't bring it by now, you're going to be over right away. Says the Gemara, Bahari, Yoivel. Yoivel. Hold on a second. It's only Yoivel when he blows the tekiah on Yom Kippur. So on the shofar on Yom Kippur. So it also depends on a Maisa. Answers the Gemara, the same thing it answered before. No, we're going to have to say it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Ishai ben Yochanan ben Broikehi. He says that Yovel is chal on Rosh Hashanah, and you don't have to do anything. It just once it the day becomes Rosh Hashanah, it becomes Yovel. Why do we blow the shofar Yom Kippur? Good question. We'll have to deal with that later. So this is the second answer we have, again, to our question of why are we not including the Korban Omer the Shtei Alechem. Third answer is Rabbi Ashi Omer. Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim. Shehem ba'arba rashe chadashim. Says the Gemara, forget it. There's no such thing as a Rosh Hashanah in the middle of a month. No such thing as a Rosh Hashanah in the middle of the month. So according to that, the Regalim is not going to be a legit Rosh Hashanah. And Tu Bishvat is not going to be a legit Rosh Hashanah. It has to be in the beginning. Let's see it again. Top of the Ches Amad Aleph, second line. Rav Ashi Yomer, Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehen, Shehen, Ve'arba Rosh Hashanah. Ve'echad Bishvat Ki Beis Shammai. Then we'd have to be going like Beis Shammai that says Echad Bishvat is a Rosh Hashanah. And Hachi Kamar, and this is what we'll have to say in the Mishnah. Shloisha L'Divrei HaKoyel. Really, only there are three undisputed Rosh Hashanahs. And Arba, Be'echad Bishvat is Machloikas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, there's actually going to be four. So according to this opinion, it's quite the opposite of what we said previously. We're saying there's only three undisputed Rosh Hashanahs. Because if Rosh Hashanah has to be the beginning of a month, then we only have three. Now we're knocking off Regalim, and we're knocking off Tu Bishvat, according to Beis Hillel. So according to Beis Shammai, you'll have four. According to everyone else, you'll only have three. So that's the Gemara's third answer as to why we don't include the Shtei Alechem and the Korban Omer. Those don't happen in the first days of a month. Therefore, it's not considered to be a Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, what we did over here, just to review, we spoke about Maaser Behema. We got a little confused because there's different opinions into Maaser Behema. We're trying to figure out who the Tana of our Mishnah is. If it's Rav Meir, then it's a little bit interesting that we have Rav Meir in the beginning of the Mishnah. We have Rav Shimon in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon in the end of the Mishnah, Rav Meir in the middle. So the Gemara, no, it's not really Rav Meir. It's Rebbe who's going according to Rav Meir. But if it's Rebbe, so then we should really have five Rosh Hashanahs, because you're saying that Regalim is not really on the first day of Nisan. Regalim is on the 15th day of Nisan. So therefore, it's five Rosh Hashanahs. Is the Gemara, well, Enochanami Rebbe holds five, but all the other opinions hold exactly four. The Gemara says, hold on a second. Really, then there should be more than that, because, or the Gemara says it's 4 months. Either way, we got different months. We have the Shtei Alechem and the Korban Omer. To this, we said three different tirutzim of how we avoid Shtei Alechem and Korban Omer. Either we said it because it happens at night, or we said it's Tali and Maisa, or we said that they're not on the first day of the month, therefore it's not considered a Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara goes into another opinion. The opinion is Rav Elazar and Shimon. They hold that Maisa Behem is Echad B'Tishrei, not Echad B'Elo. Beis Hashem will continue with that and more on Friday. We hit the two dots over here. This is a Gemara that needs a little bit of our attention. So Beis Hashem will continue with that on Friday.